Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There are many signs that the economy is strong. Second quarter GDP was revised upward to 4.2%. Walmart reported same-store sales growth of 4.5%, its highest growth rate in 10 years. The unemployment rate is low, and companies are having a hard time finding new qualified workers. What does this mean for your investment strategy as the year winds down? Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Tyson, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
The end of the year is fast approaching. Lots of things have been happening this year. Give us kind of an overview of, first of all, a brief summary of what you're seeing.
Well, things look good, but obviously if you watch the news, everyone's worried about politics and trade wars and things like that. But what I am thinking is really the fundamentals right now are compellingly strong, and the biggest risk we have to worry about will be inflation picking up perhaps next year. One of the ways I look at the market is to look at what's known as the Fed model, or what they call the risk premium. And what that does is it says, well, how expensive is this market? Because on a lot of valuation metrics, this market's expensive. But on the Fed model, which I think is one of the best, they compare the earnings yield of the S&P 500 to the 10-year Treasury. What that would imply right now is the market is not that expensive. If interest rates start moving up more significantly, then the market's going to get into trouble. But right now, things seem to be moving forward at a good pace. And if we are successful with some of these tariffs and trade policies, and we find that China stops infringing or stealing our intellectual property, I think that would be very positive for the long term and the strength of the U.S. economy. And so I think that there's real potential. On the other hand, the risk of strengthening economy, a globally strengthening economy, low unemployment, suggests that we could actually start to see interest rates pick up. And if interest rates pick up, that could ultimately unwind the stock market. But by our forecast, that would be a 2020 event. But in the meantime, it could be upward and onward if you don't look at the news and get scared.
You mentioned tariffs. There has been much discussion about the possible inflationary effects of the trade war situation. No worries from your perspective?
I wouldn't say no worries. Obviously, if people start raising prices and prices across the board go up, then that would start to raise prices. Then if everyone else starts raising prices in concert, that would be a real problem. But we're not there. And it was interesting to note that these tariffs really are being put out there in a very strategic way. The actual implementation date is later, and they're still hoping to bring about negotiations so they never become a reality. They are taking some bite. There is some impact, but the United States was very strategic in determining what goods they're going to raise tariffs on, and thus far we've hung in there and the impact has been minimal.
There have been reports that the situation with Canada has caused lumber increases, which is affecting the housing industry.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that people aren't hurt and this isn't happening, but it seems that we are gotten a long way towards getting an agreement with Mexico, and now we are trying to resolve issues with Canada. Lumber going up doesn't help. It's not like oil prices doubling or tripling as they did in the 70s.
And then the midterm elections right around the corner. What is the stock market's history in this type of situation?
It would appear that we'll have plenty of reasons to worry because this thing looks like it's coming down to the wire. And I suspect that if the Republicans hold, that would be an endorsement of the current administration's economic policies, which thus far appear to be working very well. And so I would expect that after the 6th, it would probably be better for the market if the current administration holds on to the House and Senate.
The bottom line, your advice, stay invested, keep an eye on the interest rate situation.
Exactly.
Tyson, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.